Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 4th of August of the year 2020, the 217th day of this leap year. And on this day in history, in 1914, the US declared neutrality upon the outbreak of World War I. Definitely a wise choice for them to try and become the Belgium of that side of the world. Your guest today on the podcast is newly revealed royal and disgraced former Home Secretary John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show, Dauphin.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm doing the hand, I'm waving with the hand, but it's not very good in audio. I'll try and get some air towards the microphone. Can you? There you go.
Beautiful waving work.
Thank you very much. I've been doing the training sessions. Weekly I have a lesson in being royal, and it was the wave this week, and I've been working very much on the webbing between the fingers to be able to move the air properly. I'm not Dauphin anymore. I put in a request. I'm king. Nobody else was using it, so I've got king. It's great.
Does that mean that you have to have a relationship of any sort with Queen Elizabeth?
No, she was...
Or QE2, or Cutie Tootie, as we call her here in Australia.
No, she was very specific on that point. Absolutely not. And she said, please leave my living room. But I am king, so that's good. It doesn't give me any more powers, of course. I'm still a very minor royal, just the minor royal who happens to be the king of England.
Well, thank you so much, King. Coming up today, we have quotes and misquotes news as our top story, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in news today, news emerging from the highway this week suggests that the Venga bus is coming. Apparently, everybody is jumping from New York to San Francisco. There is some sort of an interstate free disco. Pundits and commentators fear that while the wheels of steel are turning and traffic lights are burning, social unrest will continue in the US, while health experts suggest that the Venga bus will not be sufficiently socially distanced, drawing attention to the precedent disaster that was the Bang Bus. Online response seems to be unusually united against the Venga bus arrival, with many noting that the Venga in Venga bus is short for vengeance, and that when the vengeance boys arrive, their wrath will be terrible. John Luke Roberts, how do you feel about the Venga boys?
Well, I've had quite a long-term professional relationship with the Venga boys. I must say they're very. I'm all for them. I'm all for them. There was a bit of a misunderstanding early on. Well, they did say they wanted me in their room. They also said boom, 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 boom. But then when I turned up with the four takeaway pizzas, they were very clear that they were sleeping.
Meanwhile, after months of remaining hidden in the fastness of New Zealand, accepting diplomatic envoys but not leaving their shores, a band has emerged from New Zealand. Octo Direction, a band made up of adolescent octopus people, has emerged from a socially distanced world tour. The band is made up of five young male octopus people and has swept the ears of the youth after premiering their popular single, Wrap All Your Arms Around Me, Human Girl, on Tentacle Time. Fans and critics are not sure what other songs will be performed in their tour, as so far that's the only piece of music that has emerged from the band, but they are already selling multi-armed t-shirts and the single has gone platinum. Are you an Octo Direction fan, Jean-Luc?
I am, although I did make a bit of a faux pas. When I heard they did a Royal Variety Show and I was there and I was shaking hands. It takes a long time with Octo Direction to shake all their hands. And I said to them, I said, oh, when I heard there was an octopus-based band, I said, God, you must be squidding me. but that's offensive to octopuses, actually. They're different species.
Deeply offensive, yeah. That's. I'm surprised you weren't murdered on the spot, to be honest.
Well, I did have a lot of bodyguards, because, of course, I'm royal.
Well, that's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how else will we fund content production in these troubled times? And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by it raining in the middle of the night and waking you up. So when you wake up, you go, why did I just wake up? And then you realize it's raining and then you go back to sleep. Try that sometime. Countess Elizabeth Bathory was a famous serial killer in the 16th century. Legend suggests that her murders, mainly of young women, were done in pursuit of beauty and youth. She was eventually charged with these murders and imprisoned for the remainder of her life. If instead of murdering hundreds of young women, she had instead drunk half a glass of water, she might be alive to this day. Half a glass of water, the safer choice.
You can drown in half a glass of water.
Yes, I imagine.
But it's possible.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by ducks. Ducks, the squirrel of the lake.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, quotes and misquotes news, brought to you by the king of quotes and misquotes, and in fact, the actual king, Jean-Luc Roberts. What's happening in the world of quotes and misquotes today?
Well, big story, of course. You may have heard that Oscar Wilde is back. He was dug up and revived cryogenically or something. They did some science, but anyway, RuPaul did it so that he would be one of the... Well, he needed a, you know, his big episode, he was going to be a judge. So he'll be judging an upcoming episode of RuPaul's Fracking Race, which I think is coming out in the autumn. That's where RuPaul, a bunch of young frackers come along and RuPaul judges how good they are at fracking. It's fun. But Oscar Wilde's doing that. And Oscar Wilde's pretty angry. One, he was dead, and there's a lot going on now. But he's been going through his old quotes, and he hasn't said most of them, apparently. Oswald has been going around correcting his old quotes. I have a few examples here. It's been said that Oscar Wilde said, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. Now, apparently, Oscar didn't say that. He said, we aren't all in the gutters. Some of us are in a lovely cafe bar. also reputed to have said, a good friend will always stab you in the front. And in fact, Oscar says he said, a good friend won't stab you. other quotes from Oscar. He was said to have said, women are made to be loved, not understood. And in fact, what Oscar had done, he'd said, women. And the rest, they just, I don't know where that came from. What else? Oh, he said he was reputed to have said everything in moderation, except moderation. In fact, what Oscar says he said is everything in moderation, except moderation, which I don't think should be had in moderation. I think you should have loads and 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 so much loads and loads and loads and loads and just piles, heaps of the stuff, loads and loads and loads. When I say loads, I meant loads. Loads, 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 loads. And then Oscar says he said a little square brackets with an ellipsis in, and then he said loads and loads and loads and loads of, what am I talking about? And then the crowd shouts, as Oscar says, moderation. That's right, Oscar said. Modder bloody ration. And lots of it. So that's the main news. That's the main news. Oh, also, they've thrown out the recent book of the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations. It's been revealed that actually the compiler of that, Bill Plantrap, just made up all the quotes in it. So that's going to have to be pulped.
Well, thank you so much for your top story work. That's all the time we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hi, Alice, and today's special someone. That's you today, John Luke. Love the show. I've been a regular listener since the very beginning, although I feel a lot older and greyer now than I did in those halcyon early days. I believe you're a fan of speculative fiction and have enjoyed the storybook ramifications of many a multiverse-led narrative. One of the recurring themes in such tomes is the breaking down and total chaos caused by multiple realities impinging on one another. You've said repeatedly that this is the most final of worlds, but considering the terrifying shitshow that 2020 has proven to be, one can't help wonder if some interdimensional pollution hasn't triggered the fires, floods, famines, plagues, murder hornets and octopus people that seem to have occurred since Big Ben ushered in this latest and possibly lastest year of human existence. With your finger on the pulse of all things media, have you been alerted to anything that may fit the bill of an interdimensional breach that could have triggered this crapocalypse? All the very best to you, and good luck to you, Christopher. Yours, Steve. Steve, thank you for this letter. It's an incredibly stupid letter. We have been following since the beginning of this year the glitch in the space-time continuum that began to occur mainly through our email outbox and has been expanding to this day. We've begun communications with an alternate universe, and we've begun communications with the glitch in the space-time continuum itself. So I take leave to seriously doubt your claim to have listened to any episodes of this fantastic podcast, so you won't be listening when I tell you now to go f*** yourself. John Luke, any comments?
Well, I think you put it better than I could, and in fact, you put it in a way that I'm simply not allowed to as a member of the royal family.
Well, that's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. If you are going to send us a letter, maybe think for 2 seconds before you try. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. As always, a special hello to all of our listeners in the alternate dimension, and once you can figure out how to PayPal us, maybe start paying for our content once in a while. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts, His Majesty. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Just look at my Twitter on J. Luke Roberts. That's Twitter. On Twitter, it's J. Luke. Oh, you know, I'm on the internet now instead of real life. That's why I plug.
There's also some brilliant John Luke Roberts specials on Go Faster Stripe. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you enjoyed today's show, go back and listen to previous shows, tell your friends about the show, or advertise us to your social networks. Your listenership is the metric we use to sell advertising space, so you'd better pull your weight. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.